congratulations, welcome, and let's start this adventure. So this is the Learn Hypnosis course, the online course, and I'm going to just spend a few moments here at the beginning to tell you how to access it. So this is a 200-hour course. Now that sounds like a lot of hours. 3 months. So the course lasts for 3 months. It's 200 hours. Now 100 hours of that will be from me. I will be sharing and teaching information about how to hypnotize someone, a group of people, and yourself. More importantly than the actual how to hypnotize somebody, we'll be getting down to the importance of what do you do? Right? When somebody's hypnotized, what next? How do you create change? And then, of course, the important aspect really is, what do they want? Are they really clear on what they want? So this is going to be very similar to if you were in a room, a seminar room with me, like a live experience. And that's the way I want you to participate in any of the eyes closed exercises, any of the things that I present and that we do here, engage. And then 100 hours will be self-study and practice, practicing certain techniques. You can practice and you can write down certain language patterns. You can watch for certain behaviors in people. You can interact in a certain way with people. And so without doing any of the formal hypnosis, there's a lot of practice that you can do. Of course, practicing getting together with somebody and doing that is very useful. Of course, we're going to be covering, or if not central, right? So this is one of the aspects. We will also have Q&A session where you can send your questions to me. Drop me an email at john@johnvincent.tv, subject line of question, right, something. And then weekly there will be a Q&A. So everybody that is starting at the same time right now, hear this introduction, phonological ambiguity, we'll get to that, is something that you will get lots from listening to over and over again. During this course, you will be going into hypnosis yourself, relaxing and embedding new learnings, creating change deep down inside. So I would suggest listening to these sessions when you can focus and concentrate on them. Certainly, in any of the eyes closed processes, if you're listening to this in another situation, only engage in those if you can safely close your eyes. We're also going to be covering how you can record your own hypnosis. So there are certain aspects to that. Working with somebody, you have the luxury of feedback from that person, all of their body language and what they're telling you. You can see whether you're hypnotizing somebody and whether you're getting the result, and you can ask them afterwards. With the recording, it's different, obviously. You can reach more people. Yet with a recording, you're not there. So my approach is to put everything in there. Conscious mind and unconscious mind stuff. Give it the stack the odds maximally in your favor in that situation. So we're going to be going over how to record hypnosis as well. And that, like I say, has a number of aspects. Before I do what I do now, I spent my early youth until my early 30s as a musician. By 1992, I was a professional musician and owned a recording studio by the mid to late 90s, about 97, 98. I had a very well-equipped recording studio. There's some simple free software and an application of simple understandings of audio editing, recording, and how to get quality studio sound in your back bedroom, right? In your spare bedroom, how you can get a quality of audio that some of my hypnosis tracks were simply recorded in a spare bedroom, some in studios, and the mixing and all of the different aspects to create the hypnosis track. So we're going to be covering a lot of ground in this course. We're going to be going deep on change. And this world is very much with an online experience that people are used to now. You can work with people online via video calls as well as in person. From the very first moment you meet somebody when they come to your office, all of the hypnosis is happening. The frame has been set before they've even met you. Think of a hypnosis stage show. That's the first hypnotic suggestion. Think of the advert for a therapist in the old Yellow Pages is where I advertised in the Natural Health Center that I worked. The first hypnotic suggestion is right there. Then, when they make contact, when they come to your office, or make contact and join you on a one-to-one, frames and the things that you set right at the beginning will give you more chance of helping them if you do certain things, and less chance if you do other things. The hypnosis, there are no magic words. There are no special words that you say in hypnosis that puts somebody into a trance. In many respects, it's actually the way that you say them. And is a conjunction. You're sitting there and starting to relax. That's a pacing statement. You're sitting there and you're starting to relax. Is a leading statement. So, hypnosis is the part that is used to create the change. How do you create that change? By having an understanding of the operation of the mind. In this regard, I speak of the structure of our thinking and how the thinking can be shaped and changed. Simple suggestions to change behaviors in a deep hypnotic experience can create magical and wondrous change. Setting powerful intention before the hypnosis, having gained a well-formed outcome, and set a clear intention ahead of, and then inside the hypnosis, being able to use certain techniques in order to create change. We know that things like phobias can be installed instantly, because you know somebody that's been bitten by a dog or a had a scary experience of some kind, and now they're phobic of the dogs or lifts, aeroplanes, those kind of things. That was momentary when your older sibling rushed up behind you and grabbed you and pushed you but held hold of you and pretended to push you over the edge of a tall thing. Height phobia. Maybe, maybe not. Eating a sandwich and finding half a spider. Lettuce phobia or spider phobia, right? These things get installed super quick. You get bitten by a dog. Dog phobia or not. There are many factors. The point is, the phobia can be installed super quickly. Which means, if you can install accidentally a super functional pattern of behavior that functions every single time for years, then you can do that. And you weren't even using formal hypnosis in that experience, right? When you got the hypnosis of the phobia. Everything is hypnosis. So that altered state of fear or excitement. All things are hypnosis. So if a pattern of behavior, like a phobia, that you never forget. If you're scared of dogs and there's a dog, you will avoid it and go the opposite way. If you're addicted to cigarettes every single day, you'll light one and put it in your mouth. If you have a pattern of behavior that is so powerful that there's no avoiding it, there's no avoiding sticking that cigarette in your mouth until you make a change now. There's no avoiding running away, crossing the street from the dog until you make a change, right? Now, those patterns can be installed over time, like with habits of drinking and smoking, or instantly, like with a biting experience. These patterns of behavior never fail. How cool would that be if you never failed to go to the gym? Never failed to get up at the exact time you want to every day? Never failed to do things that are useful and positive to you? Will learn and grow during this experience? It's not designed as a personal transformation event, although there will be changes. You will find yourself becoming different, changing. From both learning these techniques, relaxing into the short guided visualizations and experiences, and practicing, outputting the other cycle. Information comes in. Information comes in through your five senses. You see and hear and feel and experience an event, a learning of information. It goes through a set of filters, your beliefs. Do you believe what's being presented? It goes through a set of filters around the world that you have built up. The meta programs, the all sorts of different filters that we'll get into. And then you output, you represent that information. So first you take that information out of your mind into your conscious mind, out of the subconscious mind, into the conscious mind to create a thought that you then output and share. This is why people's opinions of the same event can vary differently from person to person, because the information goes in and is selective in what goes in, depending on their viewpoint, reality tunnels, outlooks on the world. These are the filters. And then in order to retrieve that information, it has to go through those filters again. And what's the important part? Where did this experience start? How do I frame it? What were the important elements to this experience? Because, of course, some people can witness one experience and find it hilarious, while another person could witness it and find it stupid or disgusting or pathetic. It's not any of those things. Those are merely what has been brought to that experience through all the filters. So then when you output that information, it can be very different from the person stood right next to you, outputting that same information about that same experience. Now, the filters will change in a way that is positive for you today and on. As we go on with this course, learning hypnosis, the sessions will be delivered like this in audio session. Each Monday, you will get a link to the latest dated audio sessions for that week. The idea is to listen to them all. It's your choice how and when. In one day, in one go, like a classroom experience. Straight away, that evening, the next evening, lunch break, however you choose to experience. So this is 100 hours. The other 100 hours, like I said, will be the self-study. You'll transcribe some hypnosis. Maybe you'll watch something else, a video that I share. You'll practice certain language patterns. You'll be writing down and you'll be outputting the information, completing the cycle of learning by outputting that information. Each week, there will be the opportunity to ask me any question about the week's syllabus or anything. So you send the emails to me, and then there will be a Q&A session where I'll answer the emails, answer the questions, and there's also a one-to-one session with me where individually we get to spend some time together so I can see and hear how you're getting on. And how, again, how you can specifically ask me something, I can reply, you can ask, we can have a backwards and forwards conversation about things. So this is really invaluable, this one-to-one session, to embed the learning, for me to keep on top of where you are and understand how well you're getting this information the first time you listen to it. And then the second time you listen, you'll hear different things. You'll have more information. And the more information that you have will allow you to see deeper into the things that you didn't understand the first time round. So as we go along this course, it's supposed to be fun and wonderful, right? So get into a good state at the beginning of each session. Excited, right? Like you were when you sat down to listen to the first session of this course. And the more that you allow yourself to be the master of your own state, the more you can have a more enjoyable life yourself and help other people change by going through this world as a shining light, by going through this world as a force for good, making positive change. Now, making positive and good change in the world generally, in my opinion, requires a contract. If you think that a certain point of view is the best way, being a non-smoker, being a vegetarian, being whatever it is, to force your opinion and use your skills to persuade and manipulate. No. It needs to be a contract in order to make a change with someone. Although it does get very morally different, and I'm not here to be the thought police. I'm here to help you become somebody who uses this powerful communication tool as a force for good, for creating positive, wonderful change in the world with people and with yourself. When I first started learning hypnosis a long, long time ago, I'd become vegan. So back in 1995, I became vegan and I started studying in depth the hypnosis. And the two things were very passionate to me. Very passionate. And I spoke of veganism in an incredibly passionate and persuasive way. And realized that I spoke to a vegetarian that decided to become vegan, an omnivore who decided to become vegetarian, and the third person, an omnivore, who decided to become vegan. I thought, whoa, 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 what's going on here? I'm just enthusing passion. Oh, I'm learning conversational hypnosis. I'm learning, deep down at the unconscious level, the language of change. Because just like anything, right? You want to be able to tie your shoes and continue a conversation. You want to be able to do certain activities like drive a car. When you think about it, it's a very complex activity with foot pedals and steering wheel, gear shift and indicators, lights and dials. There are people out there on the roads walking and crossing them, other cars. There's a lot going on. And it becomes an automatic pattern of behavior. Because if you had to be looking through a book to find out which button to press in order to do this, switch the windscreen wipers on or indicate to turn left, how to make it change gear if you're in a manual or stick shift car, you wouldn't be driving it. You'd be with your head in the book. And the same is true of all the skills that you learn. And when you learn hypnosis, you can become very persuasive. You can turn it on and off, if you like, to more degrees. And you can say things that give the opportunity for other people to feel happier. Do you mind if I sit there? Would you be happy if I sit there? You're asking a question that focuses the attention of somebody. In day-to-day life, you'll become a cooler, nicer, happier person. Because rather than, that's an example, rather than saying, do you mind if I take this book? Would you be happy if I take this book for a little while? You give people the opportunity to focus their attention in a different way, only to make the day a brighter, happier day. So all of these recordings that I'm sharing with you are something that you will benefit from listening to again. Either if you have the time, during the weeks and the days and the months of the course, or and afterwards, you can come back to any or all of these sessions and gain a deeper understanding. The first neurolinguistic practitioner seminar that I attended was amazing, transformational. So I'd read the books, 10 or 15 books of Richard and John's. And I thought I knew NLP. But it wasn't until I had the experiential learning of the NLP training that I really got deep, deep learning and understanding. 2 years later, after completing Master Practitioner, practicing in the real world, I was chosen to be part of the assisting team for some small little one-day courses to start with. And as they assessed and saw what I was doing and what I had been doing and what I'd been working with people with hypnosis and stuff before, they offered me to come and assist on the practitioner seminar. When I watched that same seven-day practitioner seminar again, having already learned the course, everything in it, the stuff that I learned on day 5, 6, and 7, I was now seeing from the get-go, from right at the beginning, from moment number one, I was seeing the whole thing in a different way. Repetition is key to learning. So this is why I'm going to suggest that you get yourself a notepad that you can write down certain language patterns. We'll get to things like ambiguities, a very powerful method for change. The unconscious mind will hear an ambiguity and see all of the differences, all of the different opportunities within. And then depending on the way you mark out those words, you can communicate one thing differently deep down so that it has an effect. Writing these things out by hand has the kinesthetic component that's more real than typing. So I suggest you get yourself a book, which is a nice experience to leaf through, and use one section of it for making notes when you're listening to these classroom sessions, and use another section of it for doing the simple exercises that will have you become a master hypnotist. And the thing with the book that you choose, spend that just that little extra few dollars or pounds or something and get a nice bound book. Get something that when you look at it, you're proud of that. Because you're going to be writing down important transformational information as you go through this experience and change for the positive yourself. These books are going to become your companion and a treasure trove in the future of ideas and thoughts, even though they're from the beginner's mind. And approaching things with the beginner's mind is a wonderful phrase used often in yoga. To come at an experience, even if you have already experienced many things, to come at that experience with the beginner's mind gives you the opportunity to see more, to hear more, and to feel the connection and the information joining together in new ways, deepening your understanding. Now, this is the first little intro audio. And as you might have already guessed, and as I pointed out, the phonological ambiguity and all sorts of different aspects, that there was lots going on within. This is the idea of this training, is designed to work for you, as well as presenting information to the conscious mind. Your unconscious mind is the mind that needs to, as I said earlier on, learn and retain information and create new patterns of behavior so that in the future you act in that new way and you do things differently, so that you can drive a car without having to refer to the manual, so that you can hypnotize somebody without having to look for a hypnosis script or thumb through a book to find out what to do next, so that you can create your own hypnosis recordings. And that information that you learn deep down inside, that you then have aha moments because of, connects deeper and becomes a more profound experience change deep down inside your unconscious now. And as you sleep and dream tonight, because of all the new things and the new way that you allow yourself with the beginner's mind to see things differently and learn a brand new nugget of information and gain a deeper insight inside. And so if it's safe and appropriate to do so, just for a moment, just simply close your eyes and be aware of where you are right now. Take a deep breath in. Hold that breath. As you hold that breath in anticipation of releasing and sighing and making a big sound, you can relax as you take another deep breath in. And holding that breath into the air inside your lungs. And when you release it, you feel a tingle as you sigh. And those tingles that you feel over your body are the verifiable tingles of relaxation that you noticing as you take another deep breath in. Prepare to hold a little longer this time. And the longer you hold that breath, the louder you can relax and sigh deeply and resonantly from your diaphragm. And feel those tingling waves of relaxation as they flow. And as you allow yourself to relax both your body and your mind, and come at this course with a beginner's mind, taking all of that information that you have already and putting it aside for the moment as much as possible, you are able to input information purer and clearer, so as to combine it with what you already know to present new learnings and deeper understandings, so that you become a successful agent of change and are able to make change inside people that reverberates out and shines out, making planet Earth a bright, happier place. From the simple remedial changes, the fears, the phobias, the addictions, to the generative change of creativity, lucidity of thought, motivation, goal setting, planning, confidence, and more things that people desire to be different, that you allow yourself to learn deep down inside this experience of learning hypnosis, so that you can assist both yourself and others become more, be more now, as you allow with a relaxed smile, a good feeling to pop to mind, a good body feeling, a wonderful, excited feeling about becoming a hypnotic practitioner, somebody who can effortlessly, conversationally, through recorded medium, through video and in person, work with another human and create positive outcomes, positive change for good. Now, As you sleep and dream tonight, you can allow the new learnings and understandings of the day today to go deep inside in a way that allows you to come up with new ideas about certain things that allow you to increase your ability to have more fun, happiness, and make a difference in people's lives. Now, take a deep breath in. Open your eyes. And let's get ready for the next session. I would say the first session, but this was already the first session. Managing and setting expectation and creating change. I'll see you in the next session.